Greetings, listeners, and welcome to the thrilling continuation of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia. Before we begin, don't forget to like and subscribe to our show on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Also, check out our Patreon page for behind-the-scenes insanity. When we last left our heroes, they confronted Louis Logano about his shady actions, but with no evidence to go on, Hamilton and Magnolia were forced to move on. Unbeknownst to the boys, Logano called his boss, Tony Two-Ply, right after they left. Let's see what happens in tonight's feature show.
Another chilly night in this heartless dump of a town. For once, the streets are quiet. None of my boys keep in order tonight. No, sir. We have a bigger fish to fry. What? Were you expecting Magnolia? Fuck you. It's another Two-Ply episode, you ungrateful pricks. Magnolia and Hamilton been getting too close to my, business. I've already warned that nitwit Magnolia to back off, but I guess he really is as dumb as he looks. Logano. Thanks for coming so quick.
Of course, Tony. We need to deal with this situation ASAP.
I agree. And I've been thinking about it.
Got any ideas?
Oh, yeah. I got something. We're gonna whack Magnolia. He's seen the Inner Circle. I know it's a low risk, but if that numbskull can piece a few clues together, even by accident, he could bring down the whole operation. Hamilton only has suspicions, and I need you to keep it that way. Make Magnolia disappear. No body, no evidence. Have him meet you at the Italian restaurant. You know, the one that's a front. The only clientele in the know anyway, if you know what I mean. Ain't nobody gonna report a gunshot coming from the back room.
Sounds good, except for one thing.
What's that?
How in the fuck am I supposed to get the guy to meet me without raising suspicions from Hamilton?
Just leave that to me. Be at the spot at 7 p.m.
Tonight?
No, next fucking Monday. Of course tonight, you goddamn moron.
It was another chilly night in the city. The local hooligans weren't on the street the way they normally were, but it is Tuesday night. And I have it on good authority that Tuesday night are spaghetti nights for most of the guys in this town. Go for some myself. Maybe with a few meatballs. Actually, maybe a nice chicken palm. Fuck, now I'm hungry. I was on my way to the office, but I guess I'll have to make a stop by my favorite pub, Tommy Spaghetti's.
Dick, why are we pulling in here? I thought we were going to work.
Let me stop you right there, Hammy. Can't solve crime on an empty tum-tum.
What do you mean? I just watched you eat two rotisserie chickens before we left your hotel room.
Don't call it that. Once I find a nice lady to settle down with, it'll be a hotel home.
Hey, boyo! You're back! I thought I wouldn't see you for a few days after that breakfast you had this morning. I've never made a 17-egg omelette before.
Oh, I was trying to beat my old record. One of these days I will. I didn't see you when I came back for lunch, but yeah, might as well have dinner here too. We'll take that extra-large booth in the corner.
Sure thing, boyo. Bernadette will be right with you, fellas.
Jesus Christ, Magnolia. How much do you eat on an average day?
Oh shit, Hamilton, are you one of those health gurus? You gonna treat me like this after I made sure we got the extra large booth for you?
What? No, I'm just a little concerned is all. A 17-egg omelet just to start the day?
Oh, that wasn't the start.
Just run through everything you had to eat today.
Let's see. Woke up at 4 a.m. Had a cup of black coffee.
Well, that's not bad.
Right, yeah, I'm not a glutton or anything like that. Anyway,
get rid of that disgusting coffee taste, I chased it down with a cup of warm milk and sugar.
Oh my God.
Then on the radiator at my home, I fried up 14 sausage links and 21 strips of medium rare bacon, 6 slices of toast unbuttered.
Oh, well, geez. At least you don't put butter on them.
Exactly. I prefer my butter right off the stick. Just bite right into it. Then I come here for breakfast around 6:30, order a modest omelet stuffed with bacon, sausage, 6 cheeses smothered with melted butter, and 6 glasses of warm chocolate milk.
What the?
Don't interrupt me, asshole. Then for lunch, 5 double cheese, triple cheeseburgers, an order of fried cheese sticks, and 4 slices of cheesecake with 3 glasses of hot chocolate.
You are a walking heart attack.
Actually, my doctor says I'm as healthy as a horse.
At the very least, you have to shit like one.
It's a strange thing, Hamilton. I haven't told anyone this before, but, well, my stomach hurts any time I eat dairy.
Yeah, that's got to be the problem, Magnolia. All the dairy. Not the 50 pounds of shit you shovel into your mouth every goddamn meal.
I agree. Maybe I'm lactose intolerant.
No! You're eating way too fucking much! We're about to have dinner. Try to eat light, okay? I'll order first. Maybe just use my order as a guideline for what's appropriate, huh?
Okay, that sounds easy enough.
Hi, gentlemen. What can I get for you this evening?
I'll take the small Salisbury steak with the steamed broccoli.
And for you, Richard, the usual?
No, my partner here wants me to eat like a Nancy boy.
I'm just watching out for you, pal.
Okay. Take the grilled chicken and a side salad.
See, that's not so hard.
12 stuffed mushrooms, an order of cheese sticks, a side of butter, 5 beers, whatever you got on tap.
Anything else?
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare. I'm trying to eat light.
Alrighty, I'll put it in for you.
Wow, I can't believe I did it. That wasn't that hard. I hope I did you proud, Hamilton.
Sure, Dick. You ordered enough to feed an army, but good job.
Hey, no hamburgers.
Jesus. Hey, Boyle, you have a message.
Who from?
She didn't say.
She? Did you hear that, old hamster? Someone's looking for a piece of the old dick.
Yeah, it's probably Gertrude with the message from the chief. What's the message, Tommy? Well, it's not Gertrude. I'd know that songbird voice anywhere. This lady wants to meet you at Chakatoris for dinner. 30 minutes.
She sound hot?
She sounded like a woman.
I can work with that. 86 my order, Tommy. I gotta go get fucked.
Magnolia! Fine, I'll see you in the morning. We need to get this case solved, though. Her name is Rose Boyle. Go get your shillelagh sucked upon.
The fuck's a shillelagh?
Can I cancel my order, Tommy? Oh, not unless you want to pay for that Magnolia's order, too. Damn it. Fine, bring it out. Give me his beers. The rest of the food, too, or... Absolutely not. You can't eat all of that.
Yeah, okay. I'll be back with those mushrooms. Yes!
It's been a long time since I've had a date. It's also been since never that a broad asked me out, so I had to take a chance on this. Chakatoris isn't my favorite place. They frown upon normal-sized orders like mine, but that's okay. Just have to have a snack and... hope to work my way up to the main course, if you know what I mean.
Do you have a reservation, sir?
No, I'm here to meet someone. Name is Rose, I believe.
Yes. Follow me. Through the back here.
Oh, a private room, huh? Guess she wants to skip the meal and get straight to the dessert. Say, you ain't gonna stay and watch, are you?
Mr. Magnolia.
What the fuck? Where's the broad?
There ain't no broad. Just you and me.
And the doorman... Oh, shit. He didn't even come in here, did he?
Wow, Two-Ply was right. You really are as dumb as you look, aren't you?
How do you know Two-Ply, Mr. Johnson?
I told you earlier, my name is Logano. And fine, I'll tell you a few things before I get rid of you. First things first, Tupla is my boss. He's the one that had Georgia killed, and now he just wants you whacked.
I knew Tupla was behind this.
What? No, you didn't.
All right, you caught me. I didn't.
Secondly...
Hold up. Am I getting late or not?
What?
Where's this Rose lady?
There is no Rose, dumb fuck. My sister made a call to your buddy Tommy and set this up.
Wait, so you want me to fuck your sister?
What? No. Nobody's fucking you.
Damn it, so you mean I'm gonna die a virgin?
Well, that's kinda sad, but yeah, I guess you are.
Wait. You can't kill me.
Yeah? Why's that?
Because everyone in the crowded dining room will hear the shot. You won't make it out of here.
This is a mob front, asshole. Any of them would gladly kill you themselves.
Damn it.
Any last words?
Fuck it. If I'm gonna die, can I at least tell you a couple of my darkest secrets first?
I guess. That'll bring you some peace.
Oh, it will. Let's see. I already told you I'm a virgin. I shit myself at least twice a week.
What?
Yeah, I got kind of a leakage thing going on down there. Let's see, what else? I stole my mom's car once and blamed it on my neighbor.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, I guess.
Oh, you like comedy? Shit, you want to hear something really funny?
Yeah, sure. Then I'm going to kill you.
All right, but I don't want to die without, you know, letting this one out.
All right, let me have it.
Turns out I am lactose intolerant. Logano didn't stand a chance. Neither did the back of my pants. Looks like I hit the shit my pants quota a little earlier than expected. But originally, these pants were a nice, freshly ironed, light tan. Now there's a muddy, wet stain beginning to gather all over it. Logano dropped to the floor, gasping for air, only to take a big old bite of an air biscuit. It wasn't a dry biscuit either. The front of the restaurant didn't fare much better. Turns out this dense, thick gas was also very mobile and made its way to the dining room pretty quickly. Stampede was almost immediate, though. 32 people dead and 16 injured.
My God, Magnolia. What the fuck happened here?
Well, as you can see by the pile of dead bodies, the shit running down my leg and the burnt-out shell of a building, turns out I'm lactose intolerant, Chief. Sorry. The butt cannon's still emptying out.
How did this happen, Dick?
Well, that sexy dame Tommy told us about turned out to be Logano's sister, who's apparently not going to fuck me, and so because she stood me up, Logano decided he was going to kill me. But then he decided to let me tell him a few jokes, and next thing you know, I fucking shit my brains out all over my trousers.
None of that makes any sense, Dick.
Don't worry about that, Hamilton. Point is, quite a few criminals are dead, a few others in custody, and Logano is never going to be a problem for us again.
Are you actually praising him for this?
I mean, technically. The only thing he did wrong was walk into a trap. And I can't say anyone else wouldn't have made the same mistake.
Thanks, Chief. But the real hero here is the gas. And the huge log of shit that's dangling between both sides of my pant legs. Well, it wasn't conventional, but the good guys won again. So until next time, listeners, try to keep it in your pants.
Logano's dead. What about Magnolia?
We're born. We learn to walk. We ride a bike.
Oh, that son of a bitch. Call the boys together. By this time next week, I want Magnolia dead and in pieces.
God damn it! Fuck!
Well, listeners, a hero saved the day, but at what cost? Will Two-Ply get his revenge? Can Magnolia get that stain out of his... Oh, goddammit, are we seriously doing this again? Greg, seriously, who writes this shit?
You wrote it.
What?
Yeah, you get really fucked up the night before, and you write this shit before you pass out for the night. I've watched you do it.
Wow. Huh. Guess my ex-wife is right. I do need rehab. But not tonight, dear listeners. I'll be right here next week to listen along with you to the next installment of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice. Remember, leave a rating, go to Patreon, yada yada, so on and so forth. Have a great day.